This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Schell. There are four species of skunk in North America, but only one is found in the Northern Rockies. The striped skunk is actually found all across the United States and Southern Canada. Eastern spotted skunk, hooded and hognose skunk, are only found in more limited parts of North America. The striped skunk is ubiquitous. No doubt you've encountered one somewhere along the way, or maybe your dog has. Like other members of the mustelid family, which includes weasels, otters, and badgers, skunks are solitary, primarily nocturnal, and active throughout the year. With paired anal scent glands that are highly developed for defense, skunks can spray their powerful secretion accurately for up to 15 feet. Skunks emit their powerful odor only if the skunk has recently sprayed. Otherwise, they may pass by undetected. When threatened, however, the skunk raises its tail straight up and sprays 10 to 15 feet, though the newest spray may reach three times as far, and the smell may carry for a mile. If the fluid is sprayed on one's eyes, it causes intense pain and temporary loss of vision. Ammonia or tomato juice can be used to remove the odor. Carbolic soap and water are best for washing skin. Sudden movement, noise, or too close an approach can trigger the spray, and the striped skunk can spray even when held aloft by the tail. A mother skunk is fiercely protective of her young, and at the approach of an intruder will snarl, stamp, raise her hind legs, click her teeth, and finally arching her tail over her back and turning her rump toward the enemy, brace her hind feet to spray. The procession of a mother followed by her young in a single file, comical by day, is mysterious by night. With the black bodies invisible, all one sees is a series of ghostly undulating streaks of white. Skunk pelts are not much valued, but the musk, if removed, can be used as a perfume base because of its clinging quality. Skunks usually den in a burrow now abandoned by another animal, though they also dig their own and may use any protected place, such as a hollow log, a crevice, or beneath a building. Skunks are omnivorous and feed on a wide variety of vegetable matter, plus insects, ground-nesting birds, and amphibians. Although they feed on many insect pelts, they also root up lawns in the process. Mothballs sprinkled on the ground discourage them from visiting homes or campsites, since they and many other small animals are repelled by the smell of camphor. Skunks gorge themselves in the fall to fatten up in preparation for the lean winter months. They do not hibernate, but during extremely cold weather may become temporarily dormant. The striped skunk is currently the chief carrier of rabies in the United States. Its only serious predator is the great horned owl. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Schell. Thanks for listening.